Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show, new coach at William & Mary, Coach Brian Earl, with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, how you doing up there in Williamsburg, man?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. I'm happy. We're excited. We can't wait to get started in another month or so. But so it's mostly recruiting now, but want to get to the basketball at some point here.
I hear that, man. Well, Coach, for you, man, how's it been? You know, you've been a head coach before, then you're moving down to the William & Mary after being in Cornell. So talk about that, man, just moving to a new place, man, with your family. Just what made you decide to make this move this point in time?
Yeah, I mean, I had been at Cornell for 8 years, and we had a really good run, really good guys. We almost had a title this year, did a lot together, and the William & Mary thing came up, and those things happened so fast with – interviews and Zoom and all this stuff. And so it happened a lot faster than I expected, but it felt like the right fit. There's certain areas where William & Mary, you know, specifically to scholarships, we didn't have them in the Ivy League. And so it felt like a good move to try and, you know, expand my horizons a little bit. So again, it happened fast, but, you know, there are a lot of new things I wanted to try out. William & Mary gives us a good opportunity to do that.
And you're in a great conference, CAA. A lot of quality coaches in CAA, a quality team. So as you scouted the school out in the league, man, how much did you see in the CAA, what it's done, what Charleston had done in CAA all them years with Pat Kelsey? He's down at Louisville now, and other different teams like that. So to make you want to join that league and say, hey, we can put our stamp on this thing with William & Mary too.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try, but there are a lot of great coaches. I mean, I know King Rice from Monmouth and Drexel, and I know a lot of these guys through the business. And so there's not a lot of, you know, cockiness coming from me. I know we might take a couple of beatings here and there, but, you know, we like competition, and we're going to try to build a team and get a feel for the league as we go. And so we play in a bit of a unique way, and maybe we can bring that to the conference and see where everything falls.
Now, have you had a chance to get on the court with the guys who are returning yet? Because I know this is a poor time of year, spring ball, then graduation, then you come back for summer school. So get a chance to talk to some of the guys that are returning on the court a little bit, kind of see what you have in your bag already as you got to do this roster out this summer.
Yeah, I mean, we were out there a little bit for 3 weeks or so, a couple hours every couple days to get an idea that there's seven guys returning. And so we got out there and tried some new concepts to them and give them a base for what's coming when we actually get everybody on campus in the summer sometime. And so it was great to see them. They are locked in. They're excited for a new beginning. And so we weren't able to put too much in just because we don't have the numbers or the time, but it's a good place to start so that they can hit the ground running when we do get out there together.
I know it's good from when you and I played, it was October the 15th. Now you can get them in the summertime now for those hours, and then you get them in the fall before the 15th now, so if it's practice starting. So how cool is it now, when you and I played, to be able to say, hey, we can actually put something in the summertime and build and not just hope like, you know what, it works come October.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. It's different. It definitely has a different feel from when we played. We get them in the summer, you know, I know I'd be sick of me if I had to see me as much as they're going to have to see me. So, we'll try to let them, ease into it. But I think with the new beginning that it'll be good to get some time in with each other and again, hit the ground running, but it's very different than back in the day when, you know, for me, they released us and I was playing in Philly and with guys all over the place at the big five schools and finding playgrounds to play on. And now it's a lot more organized. So we're going to organize it, but we also want them to go out there and when they are home over the month between now and when we bring them back to go enjoy some hoops like we did in the old school.
100%. And you know what, Coach, was very important now was that it's building up their bodies with strength and conditioning. So how important is summer going to be for them to get in the weight room, get stronger, build up their bodies? Because you and I both know, college basketball is the longest season in college sports. So to be able to not be in shape from, you know, November to March and try not to get hurt. So you got to build up that callus now in the summertime. So I wouldn't, so we have that strength coaching and you guys kind of map out a plan for these young men to eat healthy, put the right things in their bodies and get stronger at the same time, build up their resistance for this long year coming up.
Yeah, I think you got to pace it too. So you in the past, sometimes strength and conditioning can get a guy and they just kill him in the middle of July. And you know, that's not when you're playing games. You want to win games in January, February. And so we're working together and the community has evolved a lot to sort of understand that, you know, you might want to put some muscle on some guys, you might want to trim them down, but we don't want to be in peak, you know, shape in August. We want to be there in February, and so you don't want to wear them out and again, like, try to fall in love with the game a little bit over the summer, because me in February is no picnic. So you know, get ready for winning games when it counts. So this summer we'll be putting a lot of stuff in, trying to get them, ease them back into shape, and make sure that we're concentrating on the time when it counts.
100%. And for you, Coach Earl, man, as we go into this new world of NIL in the portal, how's it been trying to find the right fits for this team? You know, because I know everybody has a story. So how do you go about trying to find a young man that's the right fit to be a part of Whitman Mary Tribe going forward that's really going to be about the right things, not trying to have any selfish reasons that they will upset the ecosystem of the team that you're trying to build?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is doing what you're doing, asking really good questions. You know, you're trying to find guys who understand the value of a William & Mary education. And so there's a lot of very shiny objects put in front of them with NIL, and you're able to move as soon as you want to. But in the end, if you get a degree from a pretty prestigious school, you're going to make more money. Your life's going to be a lot easier over the next 40 years. So in recruiting, which we've been doing every day, all day, you're sort of screening for those guys who understand what we're offering. And it may not be something immediate, but it's definitely a degree that, when, as you know, you talk to people who have William & Mary degrees, they're doing some pretty wonderful things out in the world. And so it's a nuanced approach, but you got to ask the right questions and see how they answer it. If they know what we're actually putting on the table won't be immediate, but it'll work later in life.
100%, Coach Earl, because I say for me, my degree's in business, and I'm doing it right now with my radio show and trying to keep it going the last 14 years, man, because basketball is good to me, but it's life after basketball, too. And having a degree that I have in business has helped me a whole lot as I form my own business, because about this show, I don't. So it's like having to do that, right. That college degree I got in playing ball is really important. I hope you know, I mean, understand what we're saying, that, hey, this degree thing is very important. Having the right coaches who will support you and love you is important. And you're more than just a number or a name to help them win games. It's somebody they actually care about.
Yeah. And it's difficult. You know, I mean, when we were 17, 18, we needed to learn a lot more. But if I could go back and tell myself, don't make these mistakes, I don't know if I would listen to me. So it takes a smart kid and someone who's really invested in what the future will look like to understand the connections you'll have, how business works in 20 years, whatever it may be. But it's a hard process, and you got to find the right kids. And that's what we're doing. We're working hard to find that so that, you know, they understand what we're talking about.
100%. Let me ask you this, man. Now, I know for me, Coach Earl, when I was playing, I never wanted to be a coach. So, but because I know I'm too competitive, and my mouth is too bad off there. I have a fight off there.
Right.
But for you, when you was playing at Princeton, at what point did you just kind of put in your head that you wanted to become a coach and get into his business that we both love? Now, I do it on the media side, but you're doing it every day in that fire, man.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't something where I said, I'm going to do that. It was, I played at Princeton. We had a successful run there. I went overseas and played a little bit of basketball professionally, nothing big time, England, Germany, a little bit. And then I actually went into the working world. I was working at a couple finance companies, and one of my teammates went back and got the Princeton job, Sidney Johnson, who was with Georgetown when they were in the Final Four. And he called me up and said, we need you back here. Get back to the alma mater. The program had fallen on some tough times. And so I don't know if it was a calling, but I had always stayed close to the program, and basketball has been a big part of my life. My father played in college. My brother played before me at Penn State. And, you know, so I sort of went back to it, and it's been, you know, I guess about 17 years or so that I've been in it. But it was like anything else in life. You sort of evolve into what you become. And that's what it was for me.
No doubt, man. You know what? You know, I respect what you all do so much, because my dad was a high school coach. So I respect what you do so much. Because of my dad's stress, and he's always on legal pad, drawing up plays, thinking about things, charting things. I just want to have some peace. I saw my dad tortured. This is high school tortured. So, like, right. Just talk about it on the radio.
Yeah,
you know, do it every day. But seeing my dad do that, Coach, man, it really gave me that perspective. Like, I might not want to do this in my life.
Right. Yeah, it can be a grind, you know, and you become obsessed with it. But I'm sure you're that way with this profession. There's a love hate with it. But if you really like something and you are good at it, it takes up a lot of your time if you're a hard worker. And so it's that rub where, you know, I was working at a company, Sally May, and I could take it or leave it, and I could miss a plane, or I did a lot of stuff that, you know, looking back, I could say I wasn't in love with that. But with coaching, you know, I'm up at night and looking on Twitter and finding a new play to put in, and you take that obsession because you have such a passion for it.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this, man. Now, when you watch the NBA, can you watch the game as a fan? Because I can't do it. I'm looking at stuff that I know is going on. I'm looking at every guy, all the hard heads and all these
right.
curling. Can you watch it normally? Because I know I can't do it, Coach. I try, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm from the Philly area, and I should love the Sixers. But I do find myself watching the tactics, the strategy that they're doing, how they're trying to stop Jokic or you know, what this team's doing offensively, because these guys are on the court for the other team. So again, it's that thing where it sucks you back into what you're sort of passionate about. And so I try to be present with the family when a game is on. So I walk away from him because same thing. I start, drawing up plays in my head and I got to leave it alone for a minute.
Thankfully, when I watch the Braves, I don't have that problem.
I know. Yeah, that's the same thing with me. You put baseball on and I can just breeze away. But
put on football or basketball, my mind starts racing. Right. I can't watch it normally.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. That's right.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one who has this problem. Thank God.
No, you're not. You share it. You share it with a lot of us. A lot of us coaches. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what you said, man. I love doing this. My favorite part of my day is talking to guys like you. Like the calling for advertising, trying to handle sales calls, interns. I enjoyed getting to talk to you today, then Kelvin Sampson at noon today. Now, that's good for me. You know, I enjoy that. Yeah, but I go to a sales call at 2 o'clock, I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're not all in. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're talking to Kelvin Sampson. He's one of my favorites. I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yes. Got him at noon today. So, yeah, man, this is my favorite part of the day, talking to guys like you. The worst part is all the business side off the air.
Yeah. Try to delegate that away from the stuff you have to do.
Yes, 100%, man. And Coach, I got two more for you, man. For you, what's been your favorite food spots up there, man, since you've gotten there? You got the food scene up there. What some spots that you're loving so far right now?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been up there, been here by myself for a little bit. And so my wife and kids, three boys are in Ithaca. And so I've been going out all over the place. Very calmly, but I've been trying to not spend all of our money going to too many places, but Virginia Beer Company and a couple other places have been good to me, and so but I'm waiting for the family to come up to actually hit some special places around the area. I haven't been able to get it to those things yet, and in all honesty, I have my wife is like my ops person. Like she will lead me to where I'm supposed to be. And without her, I'm like in the hotel looking at the wall and saying, I forgot to eat, you know? And so I need a little help in sort of the running of my own life, but I'm getting used to the spots down there. It's been a different animal down in Williamsburg than in Ithaca.
Now, Coach, I ask you now, one of my close friends is DeAndre Hunter, a guy from Philly guy, North Philly guy. He won't tell me where to get a good cheesesteak yet. So I'm gonna ask you, where is a good cheesesteak place when the Hawks play Philadelphia this season? Where should I go to get me a good Philly cheesesteak?
Well, you'll get the usual answer is either Pat's or Geno's.
Okay.
And there's a war. So you know, it depends on who you talk to, but either place you're gonna get a good cheesesteak. But if you run into Philly and you mention the wrong one, you're going to catch some hell too. So those are the two that are the most famous down in the Philly area.
100%. DeAndre is like, you just got to figure it out, man. You just got to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah. Don't make the wrong choice around the wrong people.
100%. But Coach Earl, it's fun to talk to you, man. I hope to see you doing a live period. I'll be at Lake Point. I'll be at Rock Hill on the Peach Jam. Hopefully I'll see you down that way, man. Hope we stay in contact, Coach. Now, I look forward to cheering you on this year, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's great to be here, and I look forward to maybe doing it again sometime.
Oh, you will, Coach. Trust me. You will, buddy. You will.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers. including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.